Hey guys, it's Trevor with eCommerce Paradise, and today's video I just want to talk about something you can do to improve your product pages that I've always done over time and raise your conversion rate to compete better in your niche. If this is your first time watching this channel, listening to the podcast, make sure you subscribe for daily content and also get my free course at ecommerceparadise.com/freecourse. So let's get into it. So a few things you can do to improve your product pages obviously are rewrite your supplier's descriptions. Number one. Your supplier descriptions are usually not going to be the best, and they're probably going to be lacking a lot of obvious sales copy. Okay, so sales copy is basically persuading your customer to buy from you. And usually, the way a sales call works is you start with getting their attention, you build their interest and desire for the product, and then you close and you get them to make a decision. So, think of your sales copy and your product description the same way. So, how do you get someone's attention? Well, usually you ask them questions or make some sort of a big bold statement. So that's a good way to start off your product descriptions by asking them questions. Are you looking to solve this problem? Do you want to fulfill this desire? And this is going to be different for every single product and every niche. You got to find the right one for you and get creative with it. And building interest and desire is just all about talking about the features and the benefits of those features to your customer, okay? And not just the benefits, immediate benefits, but also lifestyle benefits or whatever, however it benefits their business if it's a business to business niche. Okay, and then closing on them or getting them to make a decision in your product listing is just all about literally telling them what to do if they want to place their order. Hey, are you ready to go ahead and buy this product today? Click the add to cart button, click checkout, enter your order information, use this coupon code to get this discount for a limited time. Sale closing tonight, 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. You can do that. And yeah, just get them to actually, you gotta literally tell people what to do. Sometimes people are reading things online and they just kind of get lost in their thoughts. And unless you actually tell them what to do next, they're not gonna know what to do. We're all kind of like children in a way sometimes. And so it really works in sales copy on the website to do that. All right, and then the next thing is improving your descriptions with multimedia. So adding pictures where the features and benefits are talking about. So like if you're talking about a product and its particular feature, add a picture next to that to sort of illustrate that. Okay, people love magazines because there's tons of pictures in them. All right, so make your website more like a magazine, less like a newspaper. And then also add a video of like a sales video of the product to your product description if it's available. Sometimes suppliers make these, sometimes they don't. If they don't, then just make your own by making like a slideshow and doing a voiceover or something like that. And yeah, a video is a great way, no matter how good or bad it is. Don't make it terrible, but like make it valuable. Like explain the same information that's in the product description in the video. And it's pretty simple to do. And so you can upload to YouTube. It's a great way to get traffic. It's also a great way to close sales. Okay? And yeah, and then in the bottom of the description, make sure that you are linking to other parts of your website. So someone who's on that product page, they may or may not be interested in buying that product right now. If they are, great, you told them what to do and how to buy it. And if they're not, then you should link them back to the collection pages that that product is a part of. You should link them to a buyer's guide that explains how to understand that product category a little bit more so they know that that product's right for them. Link to an FAQ page on your website. Link to the return policy, shipping policy, and price guarantee policy. Anything else that you think that the buyer needs to know before they place their order? Link to those pages on your website or just provide that information right there on the product page. Okay. And also, next is improving your offer. So, having an offer is basically like having a checklist of all the different things that your business offers the customer and why they should buy from you as opposed to your competition. So, this is also known as a unique selling proposition or unique value proposition, USP, UVP. And it's known as a bunch of different things, but at the end of the day, it's just your offer. So your offer mainly, of course, is the product. That's your first offer. But what comes with the product? Well, sometimes the product has different variants, like a color or a size or whatever. Those will be part of your offer, okay? The next part of your offer is what does that product come with? Does it come with free shipping? Does it come with free delivery? Does it come with a free consultation? Does it come with free tech support? Does it come with a free warranty? Does it come with free gift? Does it come with any free accessories? Does it come with free, anything else? Anything you can think of that the product already comes with, you can actually add that as a line to your offer and say free, and then attach a value to it, like you know, 197 value or $97 value or something like that. And the reason you want to do that is because what happens in the customer's mind is they're thinking, oh, I saw this product on this other website for $1,000. And I came to this website and it's $1,000 too, but they also offer these 5 or 10 free things. And each of those free things is worth an extra $100, $200, $300 each. Wow. You know, I can get way more value ordering from this other website as opposed to the website I was just looking at. Let me order from this one. Okay. And then they might call you just to make sure you're a real website or something like that, but they might even just place their order. Especially if you do the good work of like making sure there's product reviews on your website page and making sure that the FAQs are answered and making sure that when you do get FAQs, you add those as details to your product page, you're going to be the website people are going to buy from, because you're the best one out there, okay? And so this is a constant thing of improvement over time. When you first launch, you're not going to have the best website, but you want to compare your product listings to your competitors' product listings and make notes of every single little thing that they've done that you haven't done, okay, so that you can improve on your listings. And then make notes of things that you could do that they are not doing and add those to your listings as well. Every single phone call you get from somebody or email asking a question because it wasn't on your product page, make sure you add that information to your product page. You can install an app called Questions and Answers app, and it will provide a button that you can place near the top of the page and a section near the bottom where they can actually answer or ask a question via email, and you can respond to it via email. It's a great way to do sales. All right, so adding reviews. Adding reviews is really simple. Get the reviews from your suppliers if possible, like real reviews. And you can take reviews from the internet that are just regarding the product. Don't take reviews from the internet that are regarding the website, but reviews about the product is fine. Just, you know, don't like copy and paste if it's from your competitor's website. It's a terrible idea, it's plagiarism. You know, reword it a little bit, but like if it's about the product, it's about the product. So it's totally fine. Just reword it a little bit and make sure that there's reviews on your product listing so you have an optimized website. Reviews help with social proof and they help people understand that, okay, the product is good. And you'll probably over time, if you offer great customer service, which is one of those things you should say that you do and is actually one of those things you should provide, is amazing customer support before the sale and after the sale. And during the shipping delivery process, of course, you should get reviews over time talking about how good your website is. One of those ways to do that, which I've found that is really great and works awesome, is installing an app called Shopper Approved. Shopper Approved asks for a review right after someone places their order. It doesn't wait 2 weeks to get the product review. It actually asks a store review. And you can start getting reviews as long as the person enjoyed the pre-sale leading up to the sale process. Then they'll leave a good review of you, like a 5-star review, and you'll get to stack up one review per order, usually is the average. So your first 100 orders, you'll already have 100 reviews of your website and your service, which is great for social proof. And you can put those badges all over your website and show them in your cart page and your product pages and all that stuff. Shopper Approved is awesome, and we highly recommend them and use them ourselves. If you want to learn more about all the different tools and things that I recommend, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources to get the entire list of all my recommended resources for high-ticket dropshipping, things that I've found that actually do work, and you know, I talk about them and why they work as opposed to things that don't work. All right, so that's pretty much it, guys. Just make sure that you figure out your product pages, figure out the sales copy, multimedia, your offer stack, include all the information in your product listings, reviews, questions and answers. Of course, you want to match your price with your competitors too. This is the last thing I'll talk about. Some high ticket niches require shipping costs, right? Because what happens is the supplier does not charge shipping and they have a pretty low MAP price, which is close to the cost, so there's a low margin. So there's not enough margin there sometimes to cover shipping costs. And so you have to consider that. If the product sells and there's not enough margin, the shipping might make it so it's unprofitable. So you have to either raise your price or you have to add shipping as a variant to the item. So you can choose. And usually I tell you to stay at MAP price so that your advertising point is low and then add shipping to your product page as a variant. Okay, because people will see on your product page and they'll understand. They'll go to the supplier or they'll go to the competitors and see if they can get free shipping. And if they can, it's probably because the competitor is new and they don't know what they're doing. They're not going to make any money on the order and they're going to have to raise their price later. which happens sometimes, but usually competitors will have to charge shipping too if they want to make a profit, right? So with that being said, just go ahead and update your product listings now. I hope you guys took notes, and leave in the comments below if you have any tips for other people as well, or if you have any questions for me, whether something is a good idea to do or not. And yeah, if you want my free niches list, go to ecommerceparadise.com/niches, join our Facebook group at ecommerceparadise.com/group, add me on Facebook and message me if you have any questions, facebook.com/TrevorJamesFenner, and follow me on Instagram at Trevor Fenner and my business at Ecommerce Paradise. Lots more links in the description below, and I look forward to talking to you guys in the next episode. Take care.